Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
Hallelujah. Amen. Can we just lift our hands and bless the name of the Lord? Give him praise. Worship him. Bless his name. Bless his name. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. Bless his name. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Bless him. Oh, Rabashara Baba Bagazula Bagaya. Just pray in the spirit wherever you are. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Pray in the spirit. Thank you, Father. Labra shaba babara gaba baba baba ya. Bara gaba baba 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 ya. Rabba shaba baba 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 ya gada bala gada baya. Rabba baba 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 shakata la rabba diya gaba la gala bu. Ropoko shaba kateli brogo diya bala gada ba. Jaba kata la braga diya kapato shara baba baba. Jeke palataka baba bare katala baya gada buya. Onde kapasone bele kebere gede ba. Inda barakato salara baba 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 baba. Jabakato la bagadia kabala reisha. Bora kabada kabala karabu shaba baba. Kala gada baya kabaya. Lift your voice and pray everywhere. Lepa kaba shaba baba baba. Boka baba reketo sanda balagada baya. Baraga baba 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 baraga baba 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 ya kababuza. Ja baba 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 baba. Ora kaba sokoto loboya. Jena baba baraketa baba 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 baba. Opa kashala baraga leboya gada baya. Embaraka baba 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 sakatola raba. Jaga bareka gaba sokoto sobolo. Jaba baba 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 baba. Eba kashanda baraga raba ya. Woo! Jaba baba 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 baba. Ropoko shaba baba leka baraga ya. Raba baba 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 baba. Leko shaba baba 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 baba. Raka baba baba sheko baba. Reba baba 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 ya. Lako shaba baba 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 baba. Baraga baba baba shaba baba 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 baba. Era baba shaba baba ya. Embaka baba 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 baba. Oh, Yababaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I see the Lord. I see the Lord exalted high above the worship. Let's sing together. Of the people of the earth. I see the Lord. I see the Lord. Eyes of sin.
For my eyes have seen the King.
The Lamb upon.
The Lamb upon the throne. Who reigns forever.
Thank you, Father, for your presence. Let's be seated. We're talking about the believer's authority. I don't know if we've done here before, this before, in this place. Have we done this topic before? So maybe this is a the classic edition. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you ready? Are you in church this morning? Hallelujah. Are you ready for the word? Yes. And I told you, if you want to receive the word, you have to be very active. Yes, some of you, the way you are seated, I don't know who you are doing big boy. I can't be teaching you the word and you are crossing your leg. Come on, put your leg down and sit on it. I mean, I'm taking my time to teach you. You are crossing your leg and looking at me. Who are you? Do you know the rank I hold in the spirit? Like Paul said, listen. Like Paul said, sometimes don't make us sound foolish. How can you come? God wants to speak to you. He's ready to speak to you. And like, you know what Paul said in scripture? You know, all this season, they are hitting men of God. You think we'll be calm and be scared. We are not scared. If you don't want to go to church, go to mosque. There are no two ways about it. Or go to shrine. But if you come to church, behave like a student of the word. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
Are you here?
Yes, sir.
Glory to God forevermore. You know why we talk like this? We sense the spiritual climate of meetings a lot of time. There are some of you, you get into this meeting with demons. Listen, listen. You are not aware. It happens. We know when demons want to find expression through individuals. You just see people come to church and they are acting up like they are demon possessed. Have you seen people like that? They don't want to smile. They are just being like, it's a devil. You, as I'm talking to you now, you will not believe it because they are using you. If they are using you, you will not know. You will not know. If I open the Bible and it's in scripture. If you look at Zechariah 3 and 1, when they were trying to rebuild the Jerusalem temple from Zechariah 3 and 1, if you observe, it was looking like it was the government that was against them. But see what the Bible now explains. Look at Zechariah 3 and 1. It was looking like it was the government against the church at that time in the Old Testament, the people of God. They didn't call them church, but we can call them the people of God. When they were trying to rebuild the Jerusalem temple. But let's see what scripture now says in Zechariah 3 and 1. The summary of what was happening. See how God puts it. He said, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to oppose him. This is the summary of it. It was government that was against them. The king. But the Bible says it was Satan in the supernatural. But he used people in the physical. Are you getting what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
and that's why the Bible also said in 2 Corinthians 10 and 3. Let's see 10 and 3. 10 and 3. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It said, but though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War according to the flesh. See it in the TPT rendition. TPT. See, for although we live in the natural realm, this natural world, we don't wage a military campaign employing human weapons. Did you see that? Using manipulation to achieve our aims. Instead, our spiritual weapons are energized with divine power to effectively dismantle the defenses behind which people hide. Are you seeing it? Even if you don't understand, you say amen. But what the Bible is saying clearly is that Satan flows through human beings.
Yes,
do you understand what I'm trying to say? And though we walk in the flesh, we are seeing everybody as human beings, We are not fighting. Anytime you see people fighting you physically, it is not necessarily people. It is a devil through them. That's what the Bible is saying. So who told you that we'll sit in a meeting like this and Satan will not want to disrupt the meeting? Are you here tonight? It's a timid pastor that will cause it to happen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Some of us have come to terms with the reality that you cannot help us. God has put us here to help you. You can help us. We are not timid. If I'm not a pastor, I will become anything I want to become in the physical very well. You know me here. I'm not a dull person. I'm very intelligent, super plus. I'm not a dull person. There is no field I will enter and not be the best there. By God's special grace. So some of us are not pastors because we didn't find a job. Are you here tonight? It is a call of God upon our lives. Why we say this sometimes? Because some people come to church and there's this useless mentality they have, thinking they are trying to do the man of good or the church good. No, you cannot. Hallelujah to Jesus. So be active. You know, I was in school. I remember those days. When the lecturer is trying to enter the class, you see students behaving like hypocrites. Some of them will carry his phone. Some of them will carry his pencil. Some of them will carry his chalk. Some of them will carry his bag. Welcome, sir. Because he will determine their grade of GP. But when they come to church, the man of God is talking to them. He's trying. You see them in lecture hall. Yes, sir. What you receive here, your GP cannot give you in life. What you receive here will determine more than what your GP will give you. Life is not natural. It is supernatural. There is nothing natural in this world. The supernatural gives birth to the natural. Some of you in education, you remember idealism and realism. Can you remember education student? What did they say? Idealism is the mother of what? Realism. It is the things which are not seen, the Bible said, that they are more what? Real than the things which are seen. In fact, the Bible said the things which are not seen give birth to the things. The Bible says you control the things that are seen with the things that are not seen. It said through the things which are not seen, we take away and add what should be seen. We can use the supernatural to determine things in the physical. And that's why the Bible calls faith our victory. Are you here tonight? This is why today we want to teach you about the believer's authority. Hallelujah. Say, I've got authority. I've got authority. Are you in church this morning?
Yes,
sir. Say, I've got authority.
I've got authority.
So we'll start from Ephesians 6 and 11. The Bible tells us to put on the whole armor of God. Not some armor. The whole armor of God. I was talking with one of our members here who is not in our state currently. I was advising him on evangelism, the need for evangelism. And I told him, I said, you see, if you are not preaching the gospel, you may be praying in tongues, you may be staying at home and hearing messages, you may be a nice Christian, but you are not fully guarded until you employ evangelism.
Yes, sir.
Because it is one of your tools in the whole armor of God. One of the things you are wearing is the sandals of peace, which represent our readiness to always want to preach the gospel. Are we together? If you look at Ephesians 6, one of the tools, one part of your armor is called the sandals of peace. And it represents our readiness to always, our willingness to always want to preach the gospel. Meaning if you are not wearing your sandal of peace, you are not actually a complete Christian. According to Ephesians 6. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? So I said, your unwillingness to preach the gospel is making you vulnerable for Satan's attack. Because the Bible did not say, put on some of the armor of God that you may stand against the wheels of the devil. We say, put on the word, whole. So you cannot choose the one to put and the one not to put. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So many people neglect this, but one of your armor is your readiness to always want to preach the gospel, which is represented by your sandal of peace. And I'll try to use my logical mind to explain to him that if you always preach the word of God to people around you, to your friends, to your colleague at work,
If you always preach to them, there's a responsibility that comes upon you. You don't want to misbehave because God has given you a responsibility for their souls. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? There is no way you'll be preaching to your colleague at work and you want to misbehave there. It's not possible. There's no way you are preaching to your neighbors and you want to misbehave. No. Immediately you try, something takes you back. Something reminds you that there's a responsibility upon you. God has now given you by default the responsibility over all these souls you have preached to. So they are now watching you as a light. That guides you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That limits you from misbehaving. I said that is why God said one of our armor is our readiness to always what? Preach the gospel. Are you here tonight? So the Bible says put on God's complete armor, not some, provided for us so that you will be protected as you fight against the evil strategies of the accuser. I like this rendition. The NKJV say wheels of the devil, cunningness, craftiness of Satan. We are not fighting Satan physically. We are fighting Satan through his lies and ideologies. This is how Satan fights us as Christians. Meaning if you are not knowledgeable as a Christian, you'll be limited as a Christian. Alright? Because Satan comes through lies. He comes through wrong ideologies and strategies. It is strategies that he uses. Let's see the NKJV. Then we'll see the Amplified rendition of it. It said, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against what? The wiles of the devil. Interpreted cunningness. Like TPT rendition will say strategies. Give me in the Amplified rendition. Then give me in the NLT also. It says, put on the full armor of God, for his precepts are like the splendid armor of a heavily armed soldier. So that you may what? Be able to successfully stand up against all the schemes and the what? Strategies of what? The deceit of what? The devil. Schemes and what? Strategies. Satan fights us through his lies, his ideologies, his schemes, which become his strategies. Are we together? That is why in the garden, he did not choose any animal but the serpent. In Genesis 3 and 1, I guess, the Bible said the serpent is the most what? Let's see it. Let's read together. Genesis 3 and 1. Now the serpent was more what? Crafty, subtle, skilled in deceit than any what? Living creature of the field which the Lord God had made. Now God made serpent, but God made it with an ability. Satan took advantage of the serpent's what? Ability and used it what? Against what? The children of God. Adam and Eve. God did not create a serpent as Satan. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Because if Satan is serpent, then some people have been eating Satan for a long time. Hallelujah to Jesus. The serpent is not the devil. The devil used what? The serpent. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. And the serpent, Satan said to the woman, can it really be that God has said you shall not eat from any tree of the garden? Look at how Satan flowed. Look at how he flowed. He didn't come obviously as Satan. You know, some of you are expecting Satan to come like this. I'm the devil. With his bat ears and, you know, that long staff. There's a way they do it in storybooks when we're growing up. Do you guys get what I'm trying to say? You now hold it and you see everybody will now with his horns. And it will show that Satan is deceiving Jesus, trying to deceive Jesus in the wilderness. I don't know if you remember those storybooks. So people are expecting Satan to come like that. Satan doesn't come like that. He comes in a very fine way. Satan is a very fine person. The Bible describes Satan in the book of Ezekiel. So beautiful, most beautiful after Jesus. He's so fine. In fact, the Bible said that was one of the reasons he started having pride. He was so fine. Made with the best things. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's why the Bible says he can appear as an angel of light. That's how fine he is. And deceive people. So Satan is not Satan because he's ugly. He's Satan because of his evil schemes. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain? That's his ability. That's his power. His power is in his wrong ideologies, lies, and etc. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Now see how he flowed. And the serpent, Satan, said to the woman, can it really be that God has said you shall not eat from any of the tree in the garden. He didn't come and say, don't eat. Don't eat. Don't eat. He's just asking a question. Can it really be that God said you should not eat? God truly said you should not eat from it? Good, nice question. Looking innocent. Did God really say? God told you, this is my call upon your life. Someone will ask you, but you can do this and still fulfill the call of God. Don't you know? Nice questions. Harmless. Did God really say that? Then he now went further. You will not truly die. What will happen is that your eyes will be open. He is describing death in another way. He was bringing another civilization to Eve. Are you together? I'm trying to explain to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. For instance, say we don't look at how it, that's how Satan flows. Just listen to me carefully. He will say, we are not joining man and man. We will just bless. You see, he has achieved it. We are not truly getting them married. We'll just say a word of blessing over them. Yeah. Imagine you have two men come to me. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. Now, two men just come to me now. And they say, Pastor, bless us. And I tell them, I don't really join wedding for men and men, but come over here. You are blessed. As I lay my hands, you start hearing, what is that? The demon is trying to go out. We don't bless a man and a man. I said it before. We cast the demons out. We can't bless a man and a man. There is no government under heaven that can ever cause us to do that. You better take us to prison already. You know, Paul one time was teaching in scripture. He said, I've already put my hand. Come and bound it too. If it's about this matter. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. Glory to God forevermore. Are you here tonight? That's how Satan flows. He comes in a way that doesn't seem so harmless. So harmful, I mean. He will come with his wrong schemes, lies, and etc. and just try to catch you. See, God said in his word, don't marry a man that doesn't know his place in Christ. Say, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church. Meaning, marry a man that knows Christ. You now say, what if I get the man born again? It's the devil that spoke now. What if you get the man born again? And you now see questions in relationships. Something. Man of God, sir, can a woman lead her husband to Christ? What a shame. You are now the head of the home. He's not the head of the home. You should start wearing trousers. Let him start wearing skirt. According to God's word, you are not the one to lead your husband to Christ. For some of you that have seen your husband, led him to Christ. You saw him in the world, led him to Christ. And are waiting for him to grow so that you marry your husband. Then tomorrow, when wrong things start happening, you are blaming God. You start hearing women say, I don't believe in love. Meanwhile, God had warned you a long time to marry a man that knows his place in Christ. You now went for pink lips and brooches. And now after you've been dealt with, you are saying, is God really real? If God is real, why did they break my heart? Meanwhile, God told you in his wisdom that do not marry a man that doesn't know his place in Christ. When we say now all the men from the pit of hell, we start shouting from the influence of hell against us. You know, one time I taught a teaching here, and people were, it was men that were against me on Facebook. You know what was the teaching was? The content? I said that if a man doesn't pray in the spirit, he should not be married to. Oh my God. Hell broke loose. But they did not understand me fully. I now said at the end, it is not everybody that prays in tongues that know Jesus. I said it. There are some people that pray in tongues, they don't know Jesus. Hey, they are still cheating on women. They are still big liars. Are we together? But I said, everybody that knows Jesus would pray in the spirit. Everybody. If Jesus tells you to pray in the spirit, listen, praying in the spirit does not take you to heaven. Listen carefully. But this is the very bigger point. Our goal is not heaven at last. Religion prepares you for heaven. The kingdom prepares you to invade the earth and rule upon it. God did not come for heaven at last. God came for heaven on earth. And if you want to make impact on the earth, you need everything that God has given you for that impact. One of it is the ability to pray in the spirit. Because when you pray in the spirit, things begin to move in your favor that you are not even aware of. The Bible says we don't know how to pray as we ought to pray, but the Holy Ghost helped our infirmity with what? Groanings. That our words cannot what? That is why I see, I wonder a lot when I see Christians who have the ability to pray in the spirit, yet they don't pray in the spirit. Didn't you read your Bible? Paul said, I thank my God that I pray in tongues more than ye all. If you pray in tongues very well, you will not cry. Listen to me, you will live life like the devil doesn't exist. I know what I'm telling you. You will see the miracles break out in so many ways you cannot even imagine it. This is why Paul in scriptures, for every time he had little space, he was praying in the spirit. Read your Bible. He said, I thank my God. Paul came for a testimony in church. Imagine it. He gave glory to God. You know, people are saying, God gave me the money. Paul said, I thank my God. They say, why? He said, I pray in tongues more than all of you in this place. That was his testimony. And he went and sat down. You think that's all? The Bible said, you know, there's a way preachers like to say it in a way that it will be humanly acceptable, logically nice. They don't want to tell you those deep mysteries. If you read the book of Acts, the Bible says they stoned Paul to death. And why the disciples were watching him like this and shaking their head. The Bible says, amidst that whole situation, Paul stood up, dusted himself, and went and started preaching. He did not rest. What made that possible? Something had happened to him. If the same spirit that has raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, what has happened? You think that's a joke? It's not a joke. Meaning you cannot be sick. Say, so I refuse to be sick. You can't be sick. Many years ago, my wife had an eye problem. She came to church. I didn't know she was my wife that time. I so young, carry eyeglass and enter church. I looked at, I can't bear it from young people. I may be able to bear it from old people, but not young people. That's why most of you are not wearing glass. You know. You already know what will happen in this church. If you are wearing glass, it should be for disco, for shakara, not for eye problem. Because the day I know, I'll call you and I'll make sure you must receive that healing by fire, by force. When she came to church, I asked somebody, I think it was Pastor Peter also, what is that glass? See, we're not sure. We'll call her, we'll talk to her. When they found out that it was medicated, and I think she's trying to explain to them that it's something she inherited or so. I don't know, but I can't really remember the story. Maybe her mother had it, then she had it. That's the way we say those things, like it's a nice thing. I inherited my father's problem. Then she came to church. I just called her out. I said, give me your glass. She gave me. I broke it. So now you are in trouble. You don't have glass. How will you see? Do you believe you can see? Laid my hands on her eyes, her beautiful eyes. And I spoke some words. Over. She went and she started saying. Clearly. And now she's my wife. I didn't know that all things were working together for my group. The pastor, you were arranging this thing. I was not sure. I just did it out of love for God. And he came back to me. You know, the Bible says, cast your bread upon many waters, and in 1,000 years, it shall come back to you. Oh, glory to God forevermore. He came back. I refuse to be sick. Oh, glory to God forevermore. The Bible says, resist the devil, he will flee. Resist him. Get out. You know, if you look at that scripture, the word resist there doesn't mean to look at Satan, for instance, and say, sorry. That's not what it means. You can sit down. That's not what it means, literally. It means to stand as a terror against the devil. How? The first part of the scripture says, submit to God, James 4. It says, submit to God, resist the devil. How can you be submitting to God and resisting the devil at the same time? When you submit to God, you are full of God. Then when you turn, he sees light everywhere. That's how it's running. Now, how do you resist him? By being full of God. Because when you submit to God and you come out and look at the devil, you are full of light. And he cannot bear light. He runs away from light. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's what makes him to flee. When you soak yourself, if anybody be in Christ, baptizo is a new creation. And that's why we use water over the years to explain it. When you get into water and come out, you are full of the influence of water. All that people see around you, the first thing they highlight. You know, when somebody is filled with water and he comes and stands before you, what is the first thing you say? Why are you wet? Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? If anybody be in Christ, the Bible says he comes out a new creation, full of what he has entered into. So when you come out of Christ, and not like you are coming out of him. If you get into Christ and turn and look at a friend, all they see is what? Christ. This is why Paul said, it is no longer I that live, but what? Are you guys here tonight?
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
But Christ. Glory to God.
Glory.
So when you submit to God, by default you are resisting the devil. He said, when the enemy tries to come against you, he said, like a flood, the spirit of God on your inside will raise a standard. Meaning there's a higher flood on your inside. There is a flood that can flood any flood coming against you. We are tougher than anything in this world. We are tougher than anything life can bring against us. That is why I can't bear to see people dull. What is making you dull as a child of God? You are not ready to just stay on the word and pray. That is why. I was reading a book many years ago by Kenneth Hagin, The Believer's Authority. You know, when I saw that we are teaching it today, I had to just steer myself. So I remember the story he said, by Kenneth Hagin. He said he had $20 in his pocket and he forgot about it. And he was trying to do something for $10 thereabout. And he had $20 that he forgot about. And he looked for money he couldn't get. One day he now started searching his. He was just trying to arrange his trousers. And he found the $20 in his pocket. He was like, wow, I had this money. You remember how the money came? And he went and solved his problem. He said, did he have the $20? Yes, he had the $20. But because he was not aware he had $20, he could not use the $20 to get his need met. That's what happened with a lot of Christians. You've got the power of the Holy Spirit. But if you are not aware, you cannot be able to use it. Are you listening to me? You cannot be able to use it. You find out somebody is sick. You are telling the person you can't be sick. He's wondering. Why will you say I can't be sick? You've got the power to make sure you cannot be sick. Even in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, God said that I will purify the water for your sake and none amongst you will be sick. Old Testament. Old Testament. Instead of using Dettol, he used the power of the Holy Spirit to purify the water. Before there was Dettol, there was Holy Ghost purifier. That is why I believe that you can go somewhere that water is not good for missionary work. And when they say drink the water, you will not say, can you get me the talk? You are telling people in the village to get you the talk. What will you do? You will lay your hands on the water. Be ye purified in the name of Jesus. And you can drink the water. Look at how some of you are looking at me. Do you know it can work? What if you are in a tough situation? You can. In fact, if you put the talk in water, can you drink it? I think I'm saying something that is very wrong. Water guard, etc. Sorry, I used the talk. Dettol is for purifying the water to bathe. Why not drink what is purified? Okay, Dettol is not good for the body. The constituent that make up Dettol. What and what? All right, church has ended. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here tonight? I asked a question that ended. Everybody kept quiet. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, I've got authority. And who is the standard of this authority? Christ Jesus. Remember I said the devil fights through his schemes, his lies. He wants us to believe his lies. He will tell you every day that you don't have the ability to live above sickness. You truly have the ability. You have it. Say, I've got it. Above sin, you've got it. Satan doesn't want you to believe that you can live above sin. Say, I can live above sin, everybody here. As long as you don't believe that you can live above sin, you keep on walking in sin. The sin of fornication, lies, stealing, and etc. Because you don't believe it. That is why you walk in sin. A lot of Christians even believe they can't live above sin. That is why they have a strategized day for confessing of their sin. Because they believe that it's not possible to live above sin. Jesus said in his word, 1 John 3:9. Oh, glory to God. One, two, go. Everybody read. Whoever has been born of God. I want everybody to read. So that you don't say that it's my Bible. Alright? One, two, go. Wow. Is this true? Let's see in the TPT rendition. One to go. He's unable. You can't sin. Are you seeing this? So I refuse to walk in sin. He said, we refuse to keep sinning because God's seed remain in him. You can refuse sin. Are you here tonight? So I refuse to walk in sin. The world don't want you to believe this. They don't want you. But you're the light of the world. I refuse to walk in sin. You know why some people are scared of confessing like this? Because they feel like if they still talk, they'll go back to their sin. They feel like they'll still go back to their sin. That's why they are scared of confessions like this. But listen, the reason why you will not sin is not because you desire not to sin. By strength shall no man prevail. You can't just sit down and say, Lord, I desire. Desire is a good thing. Lord, I don't want to sin again. It's a good thing, but it is not all to stopping sin. If you say, God, please, I don't want to sin. I love you. That's one part of fulfilling the real deal. The Bible said those in the book of Romans 10, it said they had a desire for God, but not according to knowledge. So you can have a desire for God. Lord, I don't want to sin, but you don't have the knowledge that it would take to strengthen you above that sin. You see, the knowledge of God is so powerful. It equips you immediately, you know. When you get to know God, suddenly there's an equipping. There is no time space. As you are knowing, you are getting equipped. See what the Bible says. Verse 6. Verse 6 of this part of scripture. Everybody read. Verse 6. Media. 1 John 3:6. One to go. Whoever abides in him. Whoever has what? Meaning if you have seen God, which is reciprocal to knowing God, you cannot what? Sin. You see what the knowledge of God can do, right? Why? Because when you know God, something happens to you. John 17:3. Everybody, I want you to read. Want to go. And this is eternal. That they may what? So you see why you can't sin? What is eternal life? You see, eternal life is knowing something. Knowing God. When you know God, by default, you've got eternal life. It's active on your inside. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. So you see, you are called into the realm of eternal life the day you say, I want to be born again. And of course, what led you to becoming born again is the knowledge of God. You were taught the knowledge of God. You sat in a service, heard the knowledge of God, believed the knowledge of God, and said, I want to receive Jesus today as my Lord. And say that immediately eternal life is imparted. But how do you get to walk in the beauty of that eternal life more and more? The Bible said it is through what? Knowledge. See what the Bible said in 2 Peter. That grace and peace be multiplied to you at the knowledge. The graces you have received by the reason of eternal life, the anointing of the Spirit of God on your inside is being what? Multiplied. Is being spread by what? Knowledge. Let's see it. 2 Peter Chapter 1. Verse what? Verse 4. Okay, verse 2. Let's read together. Everybody. Can you give me the TPT rendition? TPT rendition. Want to go? So, you don't know, many years ago I taught and said, you don't have more grace by wishing somebody more grace. You have more grace at the knowledge. When you get to know Jesus more, the grace is being multiplied on your inside. Just like Kenneth Hagin said, he never knew he had that $20, but the day he knew it, he could use it. Yes, are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? So as you get to understand your right in Christ, you can't walk in sin. You can't walk in fear. You can't walk in confusion. You have clarity. Don't define yourself from your locality. Don't define yourself from your background, your village. Don't describe yourself from there. He said, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I had known you. Before you entered your mother's womb and had a physical identity, you had a spiritual identity. You are no more of an ene than you are of a child of God. You hail from Zion. So don't limit yourself by wherever your tribe you came from and etc. He said, you've been called out from every tribe, people, and nation. Why were you called out today? Because you hail from there many years ago. That's why he had to call you back to the original place. This is why beyond your earthly cultures, if your earthly cultures negate kingdom culture, you submit your earthly culture to kingdom culture. Say, our people, before you get married, you must come and bow before a deity. You say, no, I hail from Zion. Are you listening to me? Without fear. Do you know why most people still bend for those cultures? Because they threaten them with demonism. They tell them, if your wife does not do this, she will not blah 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 blah. She will not give birth. That's a major one. If you don't do this, you will die. What of you that have that knows your place in Christ? You know the believer's authority. Even if it's Benin you went to get married from. Benin. You know why we call Benin? Because Papenti Idausa told us that place, there's a problem there. Even if it's Benin, and they said that if you don't do this, we'll visit you. And they tell you time. You know, I told you the story of Papenti Idausa. That he went to a certain place in Benin to preach, a certain place in Benin, and they told him that he cannot preach here. That if he holds a crusade, he wanted to have a crusade, they said, if you are able to do that crusade on Thursday, we are not witches and wizards. Then he told them, if you leave before Wednesday, I'm not a man of God. Somebody said the believer's authority. Hope people know there was a time that a man of God would enter television like this, NTA, and would threaten witches in the globe. There was a time Pap Benson Idausa was live on TV threatening witches. I don't know if you know that it happened. The video is even available. He was on live TV threatening witches. They said they are having a meeting in Benin. You know why we hype Benin? Because there was a time they had a World Witches Conference. And it held in Benin. So the white man, some of you think people that wear suits don't do witchcraft. The white man was announcing that their meeting is in Benin. He said, they are going to have their meeting, we're going to have our meeting in Benin, blah, 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 blah. Queen's English. Then Benson Idausa said, it's a disgrace that I'm in this city and a world conference for witches happened in my city. It's a disgrace. He now told them, it will not happen. The man now came out again and said, even if Jesus comes down, the meeting will happen. Oh. Words are powerful. Do you know what killed Goliath? Words. Do you know what killed Goliath? Words. David did not keep quiet when he spoke. When he spoke, he said, you this little thing, I will just... David said, you, I'll pluck your head and feeds to the birds of heaven. Then I say, shift, let me see all those small soldiers around you. And all of you behind him, I'll kill all of you. Do you know why they ran away when he killed Goliath? Because the first thing he said, he has done it. He plucked the head. So immediately he plucked the head, all of them started running. Oh, because what he said, he has done. Tell somebody, send words. Hallelujah to Jesus. David sent words ahead of him. Your life will go in the direction of your words. Remember when David was saying that he didn't even have machete. The machete to scatter that man's head was in the hands of Goliath. He took Goliath's machete and did it because the thing was too heavy. He now, at once, the head just cut. He now hit the leg with his head with his leg. As he just hit the leg, the soldier said, he has done it too. He ran away. Benzi Idausa went still on TV and said, Jesus does not need to come down. Because I'm here. He said, it would be a disgrace for Jesus to come down when I'm here. He said, because of me, the meeting will not hold. He said, when you can't come and talk anyhow. Like if you cannot be a Christian listening to Davido and Wizkid, then Choma Jesus, and think this kind of thing will happen. They didn't answer me. You can't have Burna Boy on your playlist. And you now have Dom Wen. You know, the only reason they hear Dom Wen is when they want to have, if they write jam and jams going to come out. Else they will never hear Dom Wen. The Gen Z generation. After they've done, then the night to Jamscore coming out, God will make a way where there seems to be no way. That's the only reason they are listening to Domoy. Immediately result come out. Do something. Hey, I'm still. Do not celebrate with Jesus again. Listen, I had this video. I'll go and look for it and post it this evening. Maybe you guys will see it. I'll try and post it. They were in a plane. I don't know if I posted it that time. They were in a plane. It wanted to crash. So somebody was videoing. I don't know how people have the impetus of even videoing that. Somebody was videoing. They were crying, God, please help us, Jesus. They started playing gospel song and praying. Immediately the plane stabilized and wanted to land. There was this song, Raise up. That's what they started celebrating with. Raise up. They were playing songs as the plane wanted to land. These were people crying to God when the plane was doing like this. You can't be this kind of Christian and see the power of God. In fact, they did not bore you where to go to national. You'll be hiding. I said, witches want to have meeting, meaning you go and hide in your small house. We are not going out for 1 week. You can't be that kind of Christian and see that kind of power. There are some of you can't even go to your village because there's one uncle that when he sees you, he will kill you. There's one uncle. And some of us, we've been taught this fear by our parents. We are not blaming our parents. They wished us well. Are you here tonight? There's one uncle that if they see you, there are most of us here that don't know our village because of one uncle. Because there are some wicked witchcrafts in the village. They are so powerful that when they just see somebody, they just go and consult some kind of things. And the person is gone. And it's not like they are actually lying. Listen carefully. Somebody told me a story. He went to his village and did a boho. Boho. When he did boho finish, he lost his cars. The last car, which was a 307 that he was managing, one morning they called him to come and pick somebody for like 200,000 to the airport. He was doing boats in Abuja. As he tried to own the car did not own. He now opened the bonnet and saw a big snake waiting for him like this. Black snake. As he ran to look for whatever, because how did the snake come out? He said he poured anointing oil on the engine. When he poured anointing oil and started praying, then snake just came out from nowhere. I didn't know that witch is used to stop in car engine. So they look for stick. They look for stick to kill that snake. As they were trying to kill the snake just disappeared from nowhere. They remove engine. They did not see snake. Search car. They did not see snake. It's hard to believe, but people of God, the snake has disappeared. Because the men in the block were even angry. They were angry for the man. They came out with stick to kill that. Because they didn't know why the man's life was going down. So all the people came out angrily to kill that snake. They could not find the snake. Even the snake knew that time if they kill him, he will really be dead. He ran away. Guess what happened? He now said, okay, let me even try. The mechanic said, own it, let me hear as the thing is doing. As he owned the car started. Shook him. He just went, carried the person. When he came back, he sold the car. Now he's careless. He said, Pastor, it's better I sell it. Let them know. You know, there was one comedy I watched recently on Facebook. The guy wanted to drive car. Then there was an accident or something, I don't know. Okay, in Bolt. He entered Bolt with Rolls Royce. In fact, that Bolt person is not serious. He took Rolls Royce to do Bolt. When he entered the boat, he was going. Then his uncle. They said the uncle was with car, toy car. When he saw the way the car almost had accident, he just came out and said, Uncle, let me my car. Let me my car. Let me my car. Now both are there inside. He said, really? He said, yes. He said, they careful, oh, they careful. He said, he now said, nothing concern our family with Rolls Royce. Yes. You know, when we talk like this, some people will say, Christian, all these Christians, forget them. Any smart thing, they'll be scared. They'll be scared. They'll think it's people that are doing them. There's witches and wizards. Oh. I hope you people know that there's witches and wizards. And that's why we're teaching you these things we're teaching you right now. So that you've got authority. You can't know Jesus and any witch and wizard taught you. It's not possible. Listen, our Christian faith is not totally against witches and wizards. By that, I mean that we are not Christians to fight witches and wizards. They are too small. They are one of the things we deal with and keep on moving. The Bible said we are seated with Christ. What? Far. Somebody say far. Against Igbo, Idoma, Igala, Igbira, Benin witches and what? Wizards. You can't know Jesus and be scared of Oleku. It's not possible. You can't know Jesus and be scared of Azor spirit. Do you know how some people died? They called their name and they appeared in bucket of water. That's how they died. It's a shame. Imagine you go before Jesus and he said, welcome, son. This is how you were killed. And he opens the video for you. You are watching. They just call your name. You just appeared. They then carry a knife and choke you like this. You just died. Oh, my heart. Then you call it cancer of the heart. And Jesus said, but it's a shame. Look at the authority I gave you. But instead of listening to it, you are listening to Bonner Boy. See, listen carefully. You can't listen to Bonner Boy and be spiritually sound. Those guys need Jesus. Are you listening? Let's be real. They need Jesus. They need Jesus. There are some things. Listen, money is not everything. The Bible said the worth of a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things that he has. These people just have money. That's how poor they are. I know you are getting confused. They have money. That's how poor they are. The Bible says you can be rich towards God. There's a lot of things that money cannot solve. A lot of things that money cannot what? Solve. A lot. If somebody in the village does not wish you well, can money solve that? Can money solve that? I was still sharing with some of our protocols during my wedding. We were just dancing in Mama T. The Holy Spirit said, raise your head. I just raised my head. A woman took her hand, wanted to put the money on Mama T. She was slapping Mama T with the money on her head. As I saw her hand, I just stretched my hands and held it. As I just held the hand, instead of pouring the next money, she just turned and moved. Was it Jaira I told? Or who did I tell that? Maybe Jerome. I said, watch that woman. You know, I was dancing yet, but I was still in the spirit. If I was dancing, or there is no way I'll catch that flow. I didn't tell anybody of this, you know. I told her alone. I just raised my head. The first place she wanted to put it on her stomach, the next place was her head. As I just saw, I held her hand. Nobody noticed. Even my parents now are shocked. I just held her hand. As I held her hand, Jerome just came and hold her and led her away. You think the protocols we had there was to make people fear me? No. We were prepared for that wedding spiritually too. You want to marry, you finish service. What's that song? Stand up, fan, stand up. God give us Christ. And home. We finish singing, then you go to reception hall. Odeba, odeba, odeba. You are wondering why for 5 years now your wife cannot take it. 5 years! Children that God is pouring from heaven every day. You're 5 years! You think these problems are not spiritual? I know a man of God in Abuja. A man had been married for like 10 years, no issue. He came to him, the man of God laid hands. He said, go home, you'll have a child. He went that night, and when that night was fulfilled, guess what? The wife took him. You know, some of you think it's by all this stupid physical, this, whatever you are doing, exercise. It's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. Somebody say the believer's authority. Glory to God. I always give this illustration. Imagine that somebody in your village wants to kill you. And as they are killing you, you are lying to a woman. I love you, I swear to God. And they want to kill you from your village. Yes, I swear, Choma, I swear I can die for you. Choma, I swear I love you more than my mother and father. I swear. You are lying. There's no man that can tell you that kind of lie. If you just hear anybody say, I love you more than my mother, he's a big liar. Your mother that have stayed with you for how many years? Why not say you will not love your wife eventually so much? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Your mother brought you up, raised you up. Then, you have not even married the woman, no? Sir, I love you more than my mom, I swear. Then the lady say, oh, I'm touched. You are touched. There are some kind of lies that you know that is a big lie. Somebody said, you are my life. How can you be my life? That's how you know that this man is fake. You are my life, the light of my life, my essence, the essence of my being. What a lie. You know, one time I saw somebody posted that I had to message the person in church. He said, the essence of my being. I said, really? What of Jesus? Who is he? And that question was not a joke. I meant it from my heart. When I saw the essence, it's not like I was jealous of their love. I was not jealous of their love. But when it got to that point, the essence of my being, that's very deep. So I asked him, what of Jesus, brother? Who is he to you? He just kept quiet. He didn't have an answer for me. So women, don't be deceived. Now imagine they want to kill you from the village and you are lying. I love you. You are the light of my life. You are lying all the lie. Do you know as the woman who throw that, it will hit you and kill you immediately? Or imagine they are trying to kill you from the village and you were fornicating. See how the place is quiet. And you now die inside the fornication. I'm not wishing you that. Because you will not fornicate. But the Bible says when you break the edge, the serpent will what? Anytime we sin, we are breaking the edge. That edge of protection over our lives. We give Satan access in our life because of sin. As you are listening to those worldly songs, you are opening the gates for Satan to come and invade your life. You can never be listening to Bonner Boy and walk in the believer's authority. You can never. Those days are coming. They will come. When people will rise up and say, repent, they will not listen to the song. See, if righteousness dominates this nation and the nations of the earth, a lot of people will lose their calling. The calling that the devil gave them. Imagine everybody is thinking straight. Davido will be very poor. He'll be very poor. Because what is the meaning of, brother, you don't they do one thing, won't you? Don't they do one thing, fam? And people are buying the song. Now, people of God, listen to me carefully. I'm not jealous, of course. What am I jealous for? But listen carefully. Why do we buy some of the songs we buy? Give me one reason. Sing one worldly song for me. Who knows one worldly song? This Odeba, Odeba B? Is it Odeba they used to talk? Huh? Ozeba, Ozeba, anyone knows it. Ozeba, Ozeba, Ozeba. Do you know people are downloading the song? Ozeba, 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 Ozeba. Why? They are streaming the song. As you are streaming, it's making money. Sony has released song. Oche have released. They are releasing. You know, stream. What if these men have the money you are giving those people? Humanity will be better. The Bible says righteousness, what? But sin is a what? A big reproach. Are you listening to me? As we teach the gospel, a time will come. The most poorest people in this nation will be people that are doing things that are not kingdom inclined. It's not a joke. As people are receiving Jesus, a time will come. The most poorest people that will be upon the face of the earth are those doing things that are not kingdom what? Inclined. It's true. That's why every one of you here, if you want to be relevant for a long time, be plugged into the kingdom. Because even doctors, a time will come, you'll be poor if you are not plugged into the kingdom. That time, the Bible says, the Lord himself will become our light. It's an overlapping. We are getting into the kingdom age little by little. When we get serious with our faith, a time will come in this city, we will not have people go to the hospitals again. At that point, government will find it irrelevant to pay you salary. Because nobody is going to the hospital. Revenues are not created. If there are no sick people, there will be no doctors. Do you know Jesus never created humanity with the in mind for sickness to find expression? He never imagined sickness from the beginning. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? Now, I'm not saying that don't be a doctor. No. But even as a doctor, be kingdom inclined. When physical medicine cannot work, get into the supernatural. Get into the supernatural. There are cases that medicine cannot solve. We have seen doctors die from a slight headache. Even doctors from slight headache, we have seen them die. We have prayed for doctors before and they were healed. Some of you study medicine. We will not call names, but we have prayed for doctors. Doctors called for prayers. And they got healed. They know your Panadol. They know everything. They still call for prayers. They know that this one is getting out of hand. Are you here tonight? Do you understand what I'm sharing tonight? It's time to wake up. Call a spade a spade. Wake up! Sin can be limited forever. The Bible says, be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. God cannot tell you to do what he has not qualified you for, capacitated you for. If he said be perfect, he knows what he has put on your inside. Your friends and neighbor do not know you like God. God knows you more than anybody in this world. And he has written to you a love letter, his scriptures, telling you who you truly are. If God says you can be perfect, brothers and sisters, you are perfect. Say, I'm perfect. It is God that said be perfect. Be there means act. Act out your nature. Be. Manifest your nature. That perfect nature on your inside. Manifest it. Just as your Father in heaven is perfect. You cannot have a different nature from your Father. You are perfect. Say, I'm perfect. Perfect. Say, I'm a perfect being. Perfect. Now shout it like you mean it. Say, I'm a perfect being. I'm full of the Holy Ghost. When Christians are not sure, they begin to say things like this. A believer is a Christian that sins sometimes. We don't sin sometimes. The Bible says if you know God, you cannot continue in your sin. Did he say you will sin sometimes if you know God? The Bible says you are born of God and you cannot sin because his seed is in you. We'll end with this scripture in the TBT rendition. Romans 6 and 5. Everybody, I want you to read. Romans 6 and 5 before we pray. Want to go? For since we are... Then we are what? And the new life that it imparts. Next part of scripture. Can you just relate it for me with the Amplified? And start from verse 5 again. I want to read verse 5 in the Amplifier. Everybody, let's read Amplifier rendition. Want to go? Now, you would think it's futuristic. No, no, no. Next part of scripture, verse 6. Without the Holy Spirit was what? In order so that, read the TBT rendition. You see that? Is this a lie? This is what God has said about us. Next part of scripture. Want to go? The Amplifier rendition first. Want to go? For the person. The TBT rendition. Obviously. Did you see that? Whose report will you believe? I know Two-Face has sang a song. Nobody holy pass, blah, blah, blah. You can be perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. Don't allow people that don't have any idea about God's word concerning your life to tell you how to live your life. Who is Rihanna to tell you that you cannot be perfect? There are some of these people you are listening to that you need to deliver. You are listening to them. God has sent you to them. Don't be listening to them. If Rihanna comes here and we lay hands on her, you'll be so shocked. And all of you are followers. You join the assembly. Very important. Are you here? Next part of scripture. Verse 8. Let's see the TPT. And if we are co-crucified, we know. Not some measure of his life. Fullness. Next part of scripture, verse 9. Read out loud the Amplified first. Want to go? The TBT, and we know that since the Anointed One, his resurrection life and its power over him is what? Next part of scripture, verse 10. The TBT, for by his sacrifice, next part of scripture, we'll soon stop. Want to go? He said, consider yourselves. Sir, I consider myself. Consider yourselves to be what? Dead to sin. And your relationship to it, what? Broken. But alive to God in what? An unbroken fellowship with Him in Christ Jesus. Read the TPT. So let it be the same way with you. Oh, glory to God forevermore. Are you seeing that? This is not some fallacy. This is not a lie. It's the truth of the word. Say, I live above sin. I consider myself to be dead to sin, but alive to God unto righteousness. That's what God's word says. Every day of my life, I don't expect myself to walk in sin. I don't believe those religious gospel that said you may sin sometimes. No, we don't sin sometimes. We don't sin at all. We've got a new nature. When sin comes knocking, like the TPT rendition says, when it comes knocking with his appeal, we say, get out. We're not responsive. We're not responsive. This is the secret to living a glorious life. This is a solution to bad marriages, broken homes. Listen, your husband will not be faithful because you are very beautiful. Your husband will be faithful because he knows his place in Christ Jesus. This is a solution. So we don't need relationship seminars. We need Christ seminar. We need to teach Christ so much because husband, love your wife as what? The problem is that we have a lot of people that are teaching relationship, but they don't know Christ. So what are they teaching people? Even them now, they've broken up. They are divorced. I used to know a couple that were teaching relationship. They got divorced. I'm not trying to mock them. But they never, I used to say it that time, they never knew Christ. And that's why they divorced. They have a lot of books. The problem now, the people that have bought the books, what would they use the books to do? It's not possible. It's a husband, love your wife as what? Christ loved the church. If you are wise, never marry a man that does not know his place in Christ. It is beyond religion. You can wear a white collar as a pastor. If you don't know Christ, you still cheat on your wife. It is the truth that makes you free. It is the truth that makes you free. Not some white collar. Are you listening to me? Not even your desire to live holiness. You know, some people say, Father, I don't want to cheat on my wife. Please help me, God. That is not why you will not cheat on your wife. It is when you know the truth of God's word, that the truth of what? Make you free. A lot of people, even those that cheat on their wife, they didn't have the intention. But they still cheated. By Bible says, by strength shall no man what? Prevail. Are you listening to me, people of God? This is how to live a glorious life. This is how to live a glorious life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Say, I'm full of glory. Shout it out. Say, I'm full of glory. Let's read Colossians 3:1 and we'll pray. To verse 3. 1 to read. See what the Bible says? Since you are resurrected with Christ, don't talk about things in your unresurrected life. Start talking about things in your resurrected life. You have new strength. He said, I cannot put new wine in old wineskin. You are resurrected. Start thinking about the possibilities in the resurrection life. Start thinking from the Father's right hand. Stop thinking from the old life. Are you listening to me? Very important. So I refuse to walk in sin. I refuse to walk in fear. I refuse to walk in poverty. I only live above alone and only. TBT said Christ's resurrection is your resurrection too. It says this is why we are to yearn for all that is above. For that's where Christ sits, enthroned at the place of all power, honor, and what? Authority. Because his resurrection is our resurrection. We yearn only for the things at that level, not on this level anymore. That's why the Bible says we walk by faith. We walk by the unseen, not by the seen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Verse 2. We'll stop at verse 3.
Want to go? Amplify. Set your mind. The TPT say, yes, feast on all the treasure of the heavenly realm and fill your thoughts with heavenly realities and not with the distractions of the natural realm. Are you seeing this? Wow. Wow. We are superhumans. Are you seeing this? If anybody be in Christ is a new creation, all things are gone. You know, I told you before, have you seen a creature on the earth that you've never seen before? In movies? How many of you have seen creatures that you're like, what is this? Why did you ask what is this? Because you never seen it upon the face of the earth. The Bible said you are a different kind of person. You are a new creature. You may have two ears, two eyes, one nose like everybody, but everything about you is different. The way you talk, you are now strange to your father, mother, brothers and sisters. They are wondering, what kind of a child is this? No, you are filled with the Holy Spirit. You are different. I told you a story. My mom is here. Many years ago in Kaduna, she caught me praying in tongues. I used to share that story with you. She caught me in the midnight. I don't know if she still remembers. I was, blah, 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 blah. She just saw me, Simon! Have you joined cult? No. What has happened? The Bible says, it said, we have joined the league of the God kind. Oh, see, nothing is natural in this world. Are you listening to me? Nothing is natural in this world. The way we are so big in the realm of the spirit, if demons send charms from the village, we chest it. We chest it. Thank God I know how to play ball. You chest it and you give. You give one kind of wicked assist. No face pass. Those kind of gucho pass. You may not understand, some of you. We set our mind only on heavenly things. Glory things. You can't be a Christian and you are thinking seven kind of demons, the demons of the sea. You are doing a research on demons. What a loser as a Christian. You are a Christian, you bought a book called Demonology. They say, why? You say, I want to learn about demons and their oppression. You have no business there. Set your minds at the things at the Father's right hand. If you are there, they cannot come close. You don't need to understand your oppression. You are not called into a realm of two fighting the devil. No, you are called to reign over the devil. Are you listening to me? This last part of scripture is the best. In this part of scripture, let's read everybody verse 3 together as we pray. For you died and your new real. Did you see that? What we are telling you now seems like a new thing. It's not new. It's a real thing that we are telling you. From the beginning, this is what God intended for you. But Satan brought some distraction. Now we are emphasizing what God meant for you from the beginning. It's not a new thing we are bringing. We are telling you the real thing. The Bible said, for you died to this world and your new, comma, real. It's new and it's the real deal. Life is hidden with Christ in God. TPT say your crucifixion with Christ has served the tie to this life. And now your true life is hidden away in God, in Christ. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. How can I be sick? You lay your hands and say, cancer, leave. Ulcer, leave. Some people say, my ulcer. Not your ulcer. You were never created with ulcer. You know, I was pampering some pains the day they told me I had ulcer. I said, never. I can never be sick. Ulcer? So my fasting is finished. I have a lot of fasting to do. I refuse to walk in ulcer. You have cancer, this cancer of the dark cancer. Remove it. Yes, sir. Tell somebody, remove it. They say pray with authority. You are holding something to pray. Praying what? When we tell these things, some people think we are proud. You are telling somebody to pray for you. When God say, heal the sick, He said, raise the dead. He said, cleanse the lepers. Then you are telling somebody to pray for you. Karabo shakabaya. The disciples told Jesus, Jesus, pray to God for us. Jesus looked at them. He said, I will not pray to the Father on your behalf. They say, why? It's because the Father Himself, He loves you. You have direct access. Forget me. If Jesus never said that, would have been like, holy Jesus, pray for us. But Jesus is like, you have access to the Father. When we say things like this, we are not condemning. Listen, I've seen people that died because of ignorance. Ignorance. Look at how big we are. You think you are more of a Nigerian than a kingdom person? Oh, glory to God forevermore. That's why you go to religious systems. People are going to church. They are drunkards. Going to church, womanizers. Going to church, adulterers. Why? They have a form of godliness, but they don't understand the power thereof. They are denying it. How can you be in church and you have a feast that you celebrate in church with alcohol? And you say we should keep quiet. No, see, some of us, the fire of God is burning on our inside. We can't keep calm. Nobody can shut my mouth. I speak by the fire of the Spirit. I can't be stopped. He said, I will set a fire upon the earth. He said, when I set that fire, he said, parents will rise against their children. Children will rise against their uncle. The fire of God, when it begins to burn, nobody can stop it. When Jesus came, even the church was against Him. They said, crucify Him. The mistake they made is that they didn't know that that fire has been transferred. There are a lot of Jesuses on the earth right now. There are a lot of Jesuses. Many years ago, Kenyon, before I close, the church in England burnt all of his book. They say he's carrying the church astray. And they dealt with that man in his dying days. He said to them, he said, you may have burnt all my books, but I tell you the truth, a copy of it will fly and meet a young man in a strange city, and the young man will carry it and look at it, and he will say, what wisdom is this? And the young man will look for my books, and when he reads it, then the trouble will be bigger. I'll be no more, but I'll be causing more trouble upon the face of the earth. When he died, it seemed like a joke. When some of us started touching his books, our life changed. I don't know if you've read the book called New Creation Realities. That's where the trouble began. If you read that man's book, there's one called The Identification. There's trouble there. You can't read those books and be ordinary. It's not possible. Say, I'm super ordinary. Yesterday, I was telling my leaders, I said, we have the power to change things. Be on your feet. I was like, we have the power to change anything. I said, we can change SS to AA. Yes, do you know that? Yes, that's how powerful we are. I said, we can change anything. I'd seen it when I was growing up in the faith. I saw where they taught us to change SS to AA. It was not a dream. We saw it happen. We prayed. I know my mother will remember my spiritual father, Prophet Solomon. We prayed. Somebody who had SS, they went to do tests again. It was AA. That was not... There's one that happened in our church. You all heard the testimony. He gave the testimony here. He called me about his fiance, SS. And he said that was going to determine them getting married or not. And I said to him, young man, it is your faith that will make you whole. You have two options, to break out or to pray through if you believe it's God's will. And get it to be changed before the wedding. He prayed and they prayed together. And when they checked, the lady was not turned to AS. She was turned to AA. They did it again in another hospital. In more than 2 to 3 hospitals, what was it? AA. This is something I held the result in my hand. I even snapped it at that time. I don't know whether it's still in my phone. It was changed completely to AA. There's nothing that God cannot do. Lift your hands. I declare under the sound of my voice, anyone here with any form of sickness, by the power of God, I declare is subjected in the name of Jesus. Whether it be eye problem, leg problem, stomach problem, I declare any kind of disease in your body, I declare by the power of the Holy Ghost, you are cleansed right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive complete healing now.
Amen.
Receive complete healing now.
Amen.
Receive complete healing now.
Amen.
You are made whole in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
The Lord is touching you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet, to every part of your being, online, offline. Rebo shakabarada baya kosa bragaya. The Lord said, man of God, declare a shift. I declare a shift in the atmosphere, that in your place of work, you just receive your promotion in the name of Jesus. Somebody here, things are now working in favor for you. Those voices of accusation, those voices of limitation, those voices of setback, they thought they were against you, but right now they are working for you in the name of Jesus. I declare a shift in your finances. I declare a shift in your business. I declare a shift in your job in the name of Jesus. I declare in the name of Jesus, wherever the devil is sitting in any part of your life, right now in the name of Jesus, he is lifted and removed forever in the name of Jesus. And finally, I declare, if there's anyone sick in your home, Repa Kashala Bagadoja, Blindo Krabatu Sabrangedelia Kabaya, if there's anyone sick in your home, I hear these words in my spirit. Heart disease. Heart disease. Heart disease. Any form of sickness. Heart disease, cancer, ulcer, chest pain, waist pain, every kind of pain. Lebronda kaba arthritis. Lirash. Right now, wherever they are, by the authority of Jesus, I declare they are made whole in the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Every form of disease, it's gone. I hear these words. I said it not just so long about a heart disease. I hear he's even going to determine an operation. But the Lord says it's canceled in the name of Jesus. That heart disease is canceled. To boost your faith, I remember many years ago in Remedias, I had a coursemate who had a heart disease. And she said she had an operation on a Tuesday. So I said to her, but I saw you in church, in school. What happened? She said she had been pampering the disease for a long time. And now they said she must have the operation. So I said to her, but do you believe God can touch you? She said, yes, that's why I told you. It was on to go, we're talking. Then I said, call me. She now called. And I spoke words to her. I said, in the name of Jesus, your system is perfect. And there will be no need for operation. When she went on Tuesday, prepared with her parents for the operation, bought all the things she needed. They said they wanted to verify again before the operation. As they tried to verify, they couldn't find a single trace of that heart disease again. A single trace was not found. Well, with the same anointing I declare over you and anybody in your home, that has been scheduled for an operation. I mean, there's no even money to cost it, but I declare in the name of Jesus that they are made whole in Jesus' gracious name. And the people of God will shout a mighty amen.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.